the 20 verse, and behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. Because thou believest not. Oh, I got no help in the house. I got some in here. Thou believest not. They got some in here right now that don't believe not. Believest not. My words. But look what closer here. He says that believest not my word, but my word. There's some right here, right now, in real time, don't believe. Keep on not believing. Storm came close. Keep on not believing. You may not move it next time. Keep on believing. We fussing and cussing in church. And we're losing children outside the doors of the church. Keep on. Not believing the words, which shall be fulfilled in. That's it. Watch closely. He says that because thou believest not my words, not word, but words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled, and he tarried so long in the temple. Mm-hmm. And when he came out, he could not.
All right.
Let's watch the text. When he came out the temple, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. Watch 23rd, but then it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. And hid herself for 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dwelt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among me. Zacharias did not believe. In his old days, he had problems believing. In our day, right now, in real time, we have problems believing. I've been sent here, Pleasant Green, to talk to you. That we got to start believing the word of God. And the word of God is real and true. And that the word of God gonna be here until the Lord comes back. He says, before one dot or jot of my word shall fade away, heaven and hell will pass away first. So you need to believe. Why do I need to believe? Because that's the first step to salvation. And I believe that Christ died and God raised him from. You got to believe. Is there anything too hard for God? You got to believe. Some folk don't believe, y'all. I can remember old grandson, you don't believe, boy, I get on you. You don't believe. That's what the Lord telling us right now. Y'all don't believe I get on you. You don't believe. Watch closely. Genesis 3:15. The Savior would come from the seed of the woman. fashioned for nature. Mary, Mary, Mary was the chosen vessel. And all the women of Judea, the little girls who would be born, they would be born wishing and hoping and praying that the Messiah would come through them. All the girls, they would be wishing and praying that the Messiah would come through them. But Mary here, she had the fine privilege. God looked at her and she became a vessel.
Yes, yes.
By the hands of God.
Yes, sir.
Who?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Sarah didn't believe.
She laughed.
In the tent.
Yes, sir.
But God made a believer. I don't have no help in my
life.
She lied. God heard her. And he made a believer out of her. In her old days, she thought she couldn't have a child. Zacharias is looking in his old days that he couldn't have a child. So God had to shut him up, close his mouth, had him speechless. God said, I'll show you, Ben. Watch this. This same angel comes to me and let her know that there is a special case, and you are a special one for this special case. Because what God has done, he's looked into the heavens, and Jesus sits on the right side of God, and God got his right-hand man. God's right-hand man, who is Jesus the Christ, disintegrated him through the coenas of the Holy Ghost, overshadows Mary, and Mary becomes impregnated.
Yes, sir.
And she's impregnated with the seed of God without the help of man. So God had to get Jesus here.
Yes, sir.
In order to save his creation through his creative power of the disintegration of Jesus showing up in Mary as a baby.
Yes.
Now, Zachariah has impregnated Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Mary's cousin is with child. Mary walks into her house. Because the word calls it a salutation. Mary walks into her home. She hears the voice of Mary. Mary come through. Elizabeth hears her cousin's voice. Then she starts declaring who her cousin really is.
Yeah.
Come on, Red.
Below, below, as soon as the voice of my salutation sounded in my ears, as soon as Mary walked in the house and said, Elizabeth, y'all know how cousins do. Sometimes we just don't knock on doors, we just open doors. Elizabeth, she walks on in. Both of them are with child. John the Baptist is carried by Elizabeth. Jesus is carried by Mary. And And as soon as Mary's voice goes through the ear and the ear canal, past the eardrum, past the vertigo, all the way to the inner ear of Elizabeth, travel from her ear to her heart, from her heart down to her womb. The Bible declares that her fetus started leaping. Because Jesus has just walked into the house. I wish I had some help in the house. You ought to be praising God because he walked in your house this morning. This is why you're here. This is why you can tell the Lord thank you, because he walked in your house. Thank God, Master, for coming in the house. Oh, on a Tuesday morning, you ought to tell him, hey. On a Wednesday morning, you ought to tell him, hey. On a Thursday morning, you ought to tell him, hey. On a Friday morning, you ought to tell him. On Saturday afternoon, you ought to tell him, hey, God. For walking in my house. He chose my house to walk in, God. I got a reason to pray. Watch closely. Her husband is not believing. Mary walks in the house. The angel has talked to Joseph. Now, John the Baptist is jumping for joy, because joy just walked in the house. I tried to tell you the meaning the other Sunday, what the meaning of joy. Jesus over you. So John the Baptist knew that Jesus was over him. But he also knew that it is he who had to take Jesus to the Jordan River and baptize the same Jesus who he was praising in the womb of his mother. He would be the one to baptize Jesus. I thank God.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
The greatest hits of all time.
I just play great music that I love.
I love it.
I love their music.
I love it.
This is
KAYT-FM.
Come on.
Your God.